Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Tuesday, the 3rd of January 2012. Pope Benedict XVI has established a US Ordinariate for former Anglicans who wish to become Catholics and named a married former Episcopal bishop to head it. The personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter will be based at a parish in Houston. It will be led by Father Jeffrey N. Steenson, the former Episcopal Bishop of the Rio Grande, who was ordained a Catholic priest of the Archdiocese of Santa Fe in February 2009. The establishment of the Ordinariate and the naming of its first leader were announced by the Vatican on New Year's Day. More than 100 former Anglican priests have applied to become Catholic priests in the Ordinariate, and 1,400 individuals from 22 communities have expressed interest in joining. It is the second such jurisdiction established under the provisions of Pope Benedict's 2009 Apostolic Constitution, Anglicanorum Chaetibus. The first was the personal Ordinariate of Our Lady of Walsingham, created for England and Wales in January 2011. Others are under consideration in Canada and here in Australia. The parishes and communities accepted into the Ordinariate will be fully Catholic but retain elements of their Anglican heritage and traditions, particularly in the liturgy. Father Steenson and his wife Deborah have three grandchildren, a daughter and two sons, and a grandson. Because he's married, the 59-year-old Father Steenson will not be ordained a bishop and will not be able to ordain priests. He will, however, otherwise function as a bishop and will be a voting member of the US Conference of Catholic Bishops. The Pope welcomed the new year by celebrating Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. Every year on the 1st of January, the Vatican celebrates the World Day of Peace. During his homily, the Pope said his yearly message for 2012 is based on educating the youth with values. He said, "In the face of the shadows that obscure the horizon of today's world, to assume responsibility for educating young people in knowledge of the truth, in fundamental values and virtues, is to look to the future with hope." He also said that as technology seems to make the world smaller, now more than ever it's key for parents and teachers to instill values in children early on in their lives, instead of leaving that responsibility up to technology. The Pope then added that religious communities also play a fundamental role in this. He said, "It is essentially about helping infants, children, and adolescents to develop a personality that combines a profound sense of justice with respect for their neighbour, with a capacity to address conflicts without arrogance, with the inner strength to bear witness to good, even when it involves sacrifice, with forgiveness and reconciliation." With ambassadors from several countries seated at the front row of the Basilica, the Pope also talked about world peace by saying that the process itself begins on a personal level. He said, "In order to be blessed, we have to stand in God's presence, take his name upon us, and remain in the cone of the light that issues from his face, in a space lit up by his gaze, diffusing grace and peace." Publishers are commissioning multiple print runs of the new translation of the Missal in response to higher than expected demand. In the first month since the People's Missal went on the market, more than 35,000 have been sold. The Catholic Truth Society has announced sales of more than 25,000 copies and is planning a fourth print run, while Redemptorist Publications has sold slightly fewer than 10,000. CTS is planning a fourth print run for the new year, while Redemptorist Publications was temporarily out of stock after its first print run sold out. It is now on a second run and planning more. And the Pope will visit Cuba next March from the 26th till the 28th and meet President Raúl Castro, the Holy See has confirmed. After arriving in the country via Mexico, Pope Benedict will preside at two open-air masses, one in Santiago and one in Havana. One of the main purposes of the visit is to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the statue of the Virgin of Charity, El Cobre. The Pope will pray in front of the statue, which has recently completed a 16-month tour of the country. And that's today's Catholic News. Thanks very much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. Have a great day, and God bless.